From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. Columbia Police will hold the first in a series of public meetings tonight on plans to, quote, build stronger beats around the city. Each of the four meetings will feature a beat commander presenting data before taking questions from residents. These replace the police department's town hall meetings, most recently in the spring. Columbia Police Department spokeswoman Brianna Larimer says the renaming of the meetings is meant to better represent the spirit of cooperation Columbia Police hope to foster with residents. Lieutenant Eric Hughes will host tonight's meeting in the New Haven Elementary School. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. and residents are invited to take part. A natural prairie and butterfly habitat may soon grow on ground that used to be full of trash. The proposed project between Department of Natural Resources, the Department of Conservation, and the City of Fulton will repurpose a landfill in Fulton that reached capacity. Greg Snellen is an environmental supervisor in the Department of Natural Resources.
There will be a pretty wide diversity of plant species that can be used, obviously, by a wide diversity of insects and other pollinator birds and bats as well. That should create an area that will be alive with a lot of activity.
Fulton Mayor Leroy Benton said that he hopes the site will be used by Fulton schools and as a site for biology research. Snellen says the agreement between the state and Fulton should be finalized by the end of the year. Bill McKibben is best known for his book, The End of Nature, which is regarded as the first book on global warming for a general audience. Tomorrow he'll be giving a lecture in Columbia. KBIA's Aaron Schrader has more.
Bill McKibben will present Climate Change, the Hottest Fight in the Hottest Decade tomorrow. The author and environmentalist is a major voice in the discussion about climate change and a scholar at Middlebury College in Vermont. McKibben says he wants to bring people up to date about climate change scientifically, economically, and politically.
It's the biggest thing that's ever happened in the world in a sense, but you know, from day to day, we don't really see it close up, and so it's good every once in a while to check in and figure out what's going on.
McKibben will also discuss recent advancements made in renewable energy and the hurricane that devastated Puerto Rico last month. The lecture will be held at 7 p.m. Wednesday at the Missouri Theater. Aaron Schrader, KBIA News, Columbia.
A hospital in Columbia is laying off 50 of its 1,700 workers and closing its inpatient pediatrics unit. Boone Hospital Center CEO Jim Sinek declined on Monday to specify who will be laid off because some employees are still being informed. He says the hospital is offering those employees severances and helping them find new jobs. A statement from the hospital said those roles being cut are mostly in managerial and supporting roles. The hospital says layoffs are due to declining patient volumes and most patients with high deductible insurance plans avoiding hospitalization. Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.